Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Happy to be with you and happy to be bringing you some music. We're going to be talking about partners for life. We're going to continue that discussion. We're also going to move into something that I hope you'll be willing to flow with me on. We have so much going on in our world, including in our country. And, you know, a lot of good stuff, a lot of stuff not so good. I want us to, well, really be courageous now. Courageous, courageous. I want us to be willing to take a look at, well, let me tell you what I want us to look into. We're going to start the discussion today. We'll continue it on Saturday. I want us to really take an in-depth look at prostitution. Partners for life? What are you looking for in a partner? We're going to talk about how, you know, when it comes to men and women, do we look for the same thing in partners? Are we willing to make the same trade-offs? This is a continuation of the discussion we started yesterday. But before we get back into that conversation, do this for me. Let's enjoy a little bit of music. Your friend and mine, man, I'm telling you what, these men and women be putting down some serious music. Mike Frost Band, featuring Mike Frost on bass, Lauren Metcher on the woodwinds, the horns, and they got two other musicians who are really, really, really helping them round this out beautifully. Check this out. Y'all recognize that song? Yeah. All right, we'll hear some more of it. Yes, we've got to. But let's continue this discussion about partners for life. And, you know, one of the benefits to conversations like this is that whether we are already married, and if we are already married, whether the marriage is good or not good, this information can help us get the marriage where it can be. One of the beautiful things about something that's already good is that it can become better. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Even good marriages can become better. And you know, bad marriages, well, many bad marriages can become better. Y'all know, you know, the reality is not every bad marriage will be turned around. Some bad marriages have been bad, and when the people are all through with it, it will be bad when it's over. It will have ended badly. And that's why, you know, I sometimes share with you, when it comes to, you know, these bad relationships, whether you're dating, whether you're engaged, or whether you're married, you have to determine. But one of the things that I've begun to say recently is, don't let go too soon, but don't hold on too long. And it's not necessarily whether you're talking about letting go too soon or holding on too long. Either way, it's not necessarily about the time factor. Not necessarily. It's the circumstances, too. Circumstances may be such that, you know, whether you're dating, engaged, or married, physical abuse, physical violence may be part of the equation. Well, in a case like that, I would say it may not necessarily be a good idea to try to hang in there for 10 or 12 years. A lot can go very badly in 10 or 12 years when physical violence It's part of the equation. Don't get me wrong. I know. And you know. We all know. Emotional injury can be serious. Mental injury can be serious. Physical injury can be deadly. So, again, it's not necessarily about the time factor. Sometimes it may have to do with whether or not you're going through so much mentally, emotionally, that you may not be able to recover. Whatever's going on, if it gets bad enough, will you be able to come out of this sane? Will you be able to come out of it whole? Or more than likely, you won't come out of it whole, but will you be able to become whole once you do come out of it? Now, I will say this. Regardless of how long you decide to stay or how long you decide not to stay, I would encourage you to enlist the help of your Creator. You'd be surprised at what grace can do for you. I'm not saying ignore people. I'm not saying don't get help from people. You all have heard me talking too long about support from people to think that that's what I mean. No, that is not what I mean. I'm talking about the Creator now, because so often we're quick to dismiss him, to treat the situation as though there's nothing he can do about it. He cannot make us leave. And in many cases, he will not make us stay. No, he'll, even if he lets us know what he prefers that we do, he'll still leave the decision up to us. But you'd be surprised at how he can help you recover and how he can help you be okay while you're there and after you've gone, if leaving is the right thing to do. Again, you decide, you really think this through. You don't want to, you know, don't leave too soon. What I mean by that, you know what I mean by that. Don't leave too soon. Sometimes the situation can seem pretty dire. There's no physical abuse going on, but there's emotional abuse. There's mental abuse. There's unfaithfulness. You know, you name it. And things are looking pretty bad because things are pretty bad. Or things are looking very bad because things are very bad. That is not always an indication, though, that the situation cannot be turned around. That's not an indication necessarily that the situation will not be turned around. Some of the worst cases in the world have ended up okay. And some of the worst cases in the world have ended up well. I mean, almost like a 180. Very, very different. And maybe after 10 years of madness, 12 years of madness, 16 years of madness. And can you imagine? You've been in it for a year and it's ugly. You try two more years, it's still ugly. You try four more years and it is still ugly. But can you imagine, for whatever reason, in year 15, the person who was making the marriage ugly decides to get their act together, whether the male or the female, the husband or the wife, because you all know the reality. Again, this is real talk. Real talk about real life. In real life, in the real world, you have a whole lot of men and a whole lot of women messing up marriages, just making a mess of them, and some making a mess from the very beginning. I've heard stories, listening to the people themselves who were involved. I've heard of accounts where a man said he committed adultery the night of the honeymoon. The day of the honeymoon. I heard a woman talk about how she committed adultery the night of the honeymoon. Did what she did with her brand new husband. informed him that she wanted to just go walking for a little while on the hotel grounds. And while she was out, she did what she really wanted to do. She didn't go just to walk. She walked for the purpose of finding someone else to have sex with and committed adultery the night of the honeymoon. I'm telling you, there are plenty of women, plenty of men who really get it right and do it right. And there are plenty of women and plenty of men who get it wrong, do it wrong, because that's what they want. They want to do it wrong. But can you imagine? Year 15. Whether it's both partners messing up the marriage or just one of them. Because sometimes one of the tragic truths is, one of the tragic realities is, one person starts out truly dedicated to their marriage and to the person they married. Truly, truly dedicated. But by year 12 of their spouse's unfaithfulness and refusal to provide emotionally and mentally what they need to be providing. Not saying that the spouse is supposed to be everything for their partner. That's not realistic either. But for what the partner should be providing, they refuse to provide. And years being unfaithful. And so finally, the other partner would just sometimes say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm going to find someone too. And then they start violating the wedding vows, making a mess of the marriage. You can understand it. Not cool, not good, doesn't help a thing, but you can understand it. Shouldn't be done, but you can understand it. But what if the person who's been messing that marriage up decides in year 15, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I'm going to stop this foolishness. And they get whatever help they need to stop their foolishness. Sometimes, for some people, it's just a matter of making up their minds. All they need to do is make a decision, a firm decision. I'm through with this madness. And they are truly through with the madness. Some people have so much other stuff going on in their spirits and with their minds, with their brains. They themselves are such a mess that sometimes, just like with some folks, who just cannot say, a lot of folks who can't just say, I'm going to stop doing these drugs, and they stop, boom, just like that, but they've got to have help. Some people, when they decide that they're finally going to get their act together and become, for real, a spouse, they may really mean it, but they've made such a mess of themselves on the inside, they need help doing what they've decided to do. Becoming a faithful, worthwhile spouse. Worthwhile in the sense that they're finally going to start providing what a spouse should be providing. And not just money either. Not just the money from the job that helps pay for the house and all that kind of stuff. What they should be providing as a companion. They may need help. Can you imagine? If in year 15, whether with help or without help, they make up their minds on getting back together and they become an excellent spouse. They become someone who is supportive of the person they've been neglecting for years. They become a great sex partner to the person they have been neglecting for years. They become a great conversationalist with the person that they just, every now and then would stay home long enough to talk with. They become truly an excellent spouse, an excellent marriage partner. And that's not to say that all the prior 15 years of pain, heartache, and anguish were worth it. No, that could never be. But just to think that now, finally, year 15, things are truly going well. Year 16, things are going even better than they were in year 15. Year 18 is even better than it was in year 16. Year 20, you all are on cruise control. You know how to talk with each other. You know how to support each other. You can look at each other, and you know when your partner's upset about something, you know how to be there with your partner, making it easy for your partner to start talking about what's bothering your partner, bothering them, and on it goes. And the sex is great. And you two are sharing sexually only with each other. And you are both thoroughly enjoying your marriage. What if the partner who is being mistreated had given up and said in year 10, I'm through, I'm out? All I'm saying is, you have to decide for yourself. All I'm saying is, don't let go too soon. Don't hold on too long. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at some more about what people are looking for in a partner. This is something that can help us, again, whether you are dating, whether you are engaged, and you really want to solidify your thought process, some ideas, some concepts about what you, plural, need in a partner, whether you're married and things need to be made better and you want to look at this. Let's talk about it. I'll be back.